Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
It's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit. Y'all get y'all a co-host that can finish your sentences. Get that back. What's going on, baby girl? How you doing?
I'm doing good, bro. I'm doing good. I ain't got no complaints.
That's what's up. No birthdays. Everybody doing good. I need some positivity right now. Give me some positivity.
We got some birthdays and stuff and all that kind of stuff coming up. So, yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. Y'all know Dear VK love the birthdays, man.
What? Tank's sister had a birthday. You know what? You absolutely right. Tank's sister had a birthday 2 days ago. So, yes. Happy birthday, Donna Thank Moore. You. Happy birthday. And she's a new grandma. So, the grandbaby came, I think, a day before her birthday or, if I'm not mistaken, on her birthday. So, congratulations to the family. So we have a new member of the family. So yes.
Okay, a boy or girl?
Boy.
All right, little soldier.
Yeah.
One for the fellas, one for the fellas. That's what's up. Congratulations to you guys and happy birthday, sis.
Yes.
I tell you, man, you just it's like. For real, Treats, I was thinking the other day, it was like I blink and boom, I'm the age I am now. You know what I mean? It's like, So many days and so many things have gone by and passed. You know, it's just amazing. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I thank God for getting me through, bringing me through, and keeping me through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, everything is going good, y'all. The Xbox One is still an ongoing saga for me. Madman continues to increase his allowance, because I swear every 5 minutes I'm, Monger, that's my nickname for my son, Monger. So every 5 minutes, I'm like, Mogi. I don't want to say it too loud because he'll come running down like, Dad,
right.
what's going on, Dad? You know what I'm saying? But I'm learning. I really haven't gotten the hang of the 2K, but I'm loving golf. I'm loving Madden, you know, and there it goes, you know. I just feel the stress relieving from me as I play the game. So, you know, that's why I'm so able to come at you guys so cool, calm, and collected. You know? Today on Chaos Corner, we will be discussing the early action in this MLB season. You know, certain teams have established that they will be around come October. You know, these boys, I don't know what it is about this season, but the way they busting out treats, it's like everybody's like, nah, I'm going to be here. You know, word to the mother, you know.
Yeah.
Teams are trying to close out their respective series while other teams are fighting for their basketball lives. Round one is coming to a, you know, round one is coming to a close, y'all. Who will advance? Who will advance? Besides the team that has been swept, you know what I mean?
Okay, we already know Boston is advancing. We already know that.
Yeah, exactly. And we're gonna discuss that as well. I got some questions referring to Steve Nash, and I need you guys to give me a understanding and a grip on what I feel is his coaching demise. The NFL draft starts Thursday. What do you want your team to go after? Which player is on your must-have first-round pick? You know, who is that player that you're saying, if they don't pick him, I'm losing it. I'm going off. I'm going, you know, because trust me, DMV Kale got a list, y'all. I have a list of players that I say we need to be going after, we need to pick up. And if we don't, I'm going to be in every last one of my feelings. Trust me, you know. So all these topics and more, much more, on today's episode of Kale's Corner. Y'all get on the phone. Let somebody know. They on. But Lady T, you got anything else you want to talk about, baby, before we go?
Did we even talk about the Tyson Fury fight?
No, we did not. And I'm glad you brought that up.
We're just going to speak to it a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to let you take the lead with that. That's on you, bro. So,
okay.
So, yeah, that's you. That is your lead. So, Tyson Fury fight, also amongst the topics that we'll discuss today on Kale's Corner.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, you ready to take this quick break?
Yes, let's take a quick break.
Okay, 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
I have to look his name up again, the guy that he was fighting. he was doing pretty good for himself to be fighting Tyson, but he just got sloppy and Tyson Frank Warren, that's his name. Is that
okay.
him? No. Dylan White, that's his name, Dylan White. And
Dylan
he
White.
For him, but he hey, to Kale, when I tell you he knocked him out. I'm talking about he got up, like he knocked him down, boom. He knocked him down, he went down. And he was on the ground like he was crawling, like he was crawling because he know where he was at. He was crawling, got up, and you know how the ref shake your glove and make you walk to him? He couldn't do it. He went sideways and went down again. They was like, the ref had to catch him. And they was like, that's it. But, you know, that was Tyson's last
wow.
fight. So look at going out like that. You just knocked the man out and he ain't got no more fights.
I don't know what it is about Tyson Fury, but I always think of MMA or like a specialty fight or something like exhibition fight where he's involved. I don't know why, but that is the first thing that comes to mind. And I know he's a professional, you know, he's in the heavyweight class. I know all of that, but looking at him and seeing him puts me in the mind of a exhibition fight and not a real, you know, say a Mike Tyson or Roy Jones or Ray Leonard, one of those guys, you know. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
I respect the man, you know, in his craft and doing all that he does. I give him his props for that, but it's just for some reason, I don't know why, Treats, every time I look at him, it feels as if it's an exhibition fight. You know, it doesn't feel like it's a real fight. I mean, is that just me? Am I crazy? You know, DMVK losing his mind here, Treats.
I can't say you're losing your mind. I'm not gonna say that, but he just got a face. You don't have a boxer face, is what. You don't have one of those faces. You just want punch. You know what I mean? Like you don't have that type of face.
Right.
So that's why it kind of feels like that to you, because he just got the everyday look. You know, he just walking around with the everyday face. Like, and then he don't really do a whole lot of trash talking. He'll say a couple of things. If you say something to him, he'll say something back. But that's probably why you feel the way you feel.
I guess so. But like I said, it's just something about his look that throws me off. You know, I can't see him as a professional per se. Let's go to the phones. And I know he is a professional. Please don't, you know. I know he's a professional, you know.
Exactly. I know. It's just the look, though. It's that look. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hey, Lou.
Right.
Good evening.
Hey.
Yeah. What's up,
well,
Lou?
Well, I didn't see the fight, but, you know, I heard, you know, it kind of – but I'm not sure if I believe the results that Fury is going to retire, even though he won the fight. There's been a lot of rumors about that.
Mm.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not too sure he's ready to call it quits.
So do you think that was just an attraction getter? Because we know when fighters say that they're going to retire, that usually pulls more people into view of their fight. So you think that was just an attraction?
Two words, publicity stunt.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, that's the way
that, But that's what I'm saying, Lou. That's what I'm saying. It's so hard to get into a Tyson Fury fight because you just see a publicity. Say that three times.
Publicity.
Thank you. You just see that all over the match, you know? And no matter who he's fighting, it's just that feeling overcomes you, you know, as a fight fan. Let's bring Ron in. What's up, 007?
What's up, y'all?
Hey,
Look, coconuts and pineapples has been uplifted. I got my phone back.
All right.
Good God, my brother hooked me up with a new phone and everything, man. So I'm back on schedule.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? I'm hearing y'all with the Tyson Fury, and y'all might call me a cornball after I say this, but I think he's gonna go down as one of the most classiest and the best fighter out there, unless Lennox Lewis or somebody else have a question for that. Every time you stated, he don't talk trash. He go in the ring and handle his business and go about his business. Not only you beat Dante Wilder once, you beat him twice. The first time was an excuse because, you know, the wardrobe malfunction. You know, he got his opportunity, and you still able to, you know, saying beat this man. So, to me, he'll go down one of the greatest heavyweight bosses around.
Wow. I have no doubt in my mind about that, no doubt whatsoever. And I look at his resume, and yes, it is very impressive, but I can't get that stuntman exhibition guy feeling out of my head when it comes to Dante Wilder. I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Tyson Fury. You know, and that, and believe it or not, Tree, that's where it all started. When he and Dante Wilder were going at it, it just didn't seem real to me. You know,
right.
It appeared exhibition type activity. It didn't feel like a real boxer's a real fight. So.
You know, bro, I bet you Dante. I bet he did something different. He would say, "Yeah, he a fighter." You
ask Dante Wilder that, he gonna be like, "No, he a fighter." Oh yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, his results say nothing but true fighter. But
exactly.
And there's no other opponent for him. There's nobody else right
now. Not that we know of.
Unless Mike Tyson planning on coming back and trying to make a comeback. I mean, George Foreman did it before, so.
Yeah, I can hang that up. He ain't coming back.
Yeah.
We saw George Foreman wasn't evil.
What is the saying? Let sleeping dogs play, you know,
okay.
Now I will agree with you. There is always someone for someone. There's always someone willing to you know, be a part of that fight and join in that activity. But you know, until that someone is found, let's just say, let's just say the man is a champion, and like Tree said, his plan is to retire. You know, so
sitting up here, right? We sitting up here, we having a conversation, and we saying that he beat him twice, just on the up. So I look up. Now, this is live right now. This is going on right now. I look up, and my son is in the door. Saying, "Mom, he beat him three times. He beat him three times.
Three times.
He beat him three times. He beat him three times." I'm like, "Here I go. You need to call in, sir."
How bad?
I'm listening to it. That's why I had to come in here and correct you. I was listening to it in the other room. He said, "Put some respect on the Gypsy King."
I didn't even know he beat him three times. Thank you for that.
Man, I know.
Oh, wow.
He listened to us on Blog Talk Radio. He listened to us on
Blog
Talk Radio.
Thank you for correcting me.
Well,
hey,
let me send a shout out and a welcome to all the Blog Talk listeners. We're not going to leave you guys out. We thank you for your participation. We really appreciate
exactly.
it. And thank
right.
you for that three-time update. Thank you very much for that.
Exactly.
You know what? It's all in the family. So let me go to my brother Tang and see where Tang sits on this fence here. What's up, bro?
Right.
Hey, man, hey, I was listening to y'all, but Son beat me to that punch real fast, so ain't nothing I can say. He got that right on point. But look, right,
okay.
When he was fighting Dante Wilder, too, I just believe Dante Wilder, them last two fights, his mind wasn't never right after he whooped him the first time, man. He knew
right.
he couldn't beat that man. It, like you said, to me, it was just a money thing. You know, those were the
yeah.
two only people with the biggest name at the time, and they was heavyweight boxers, and it was time to make some money, and they did what they did. I ain't mad at them. And I ain't taking nothing from Arn Fury, because I do believe he's going to go down as one of the greatest. I do. I believe what Ron said, because it is what it is. His record, it speaks for itself, and
yeah.
that's just what it
but,
is.
But I can agree
record.
With that. Exactly. You are what your record says you are, and his record says he's one of the greatest. So we can't deny him that.
That's right.
Yeah.
We cannot deny him that.
It was his time. He one of the greatest. You're right.
Right.
If he was smart, he would do exactly what he said he was going to do, retire on top, then knock somebody out. You know, what else can you do to top that?
Yep.
Just go out gracefully. Don't be one of these fighters that keep fighting until you're in a wheelchair, somebody wheeling you around. I ain't even taking no jabs, but.
Only thing gonna bring them out is that purse, man. Y'all know that money make anybody get back out there.
That's true.
That's right.
They better spend their money right. They better know how to spend their money wisely.
Exactly. All money ain't good money. I try to teach my kids that all money ain't good money. Even though money is money, it ain't all good.
No doubt. Still keeping it in that family vein. Let's bring Big Boy in here. What's up, Big Boy?
What's up, Big Boy?
Big Boy, what's up, Big Bro?
Just leaving the gym and everything. I had to get a little workout, man.
Man, but you know you wasn't at no gym. Cut it out.
Hey, look, for famous like you, I put a post on Facebook. Because I know famous like you was going to be, nigga, you somewhere eating something, nigga.
you was at
my
the gym. You know?
Yeah,
you know, that's what's up. So what do you think
about that Wilder fight, Big Boy? How you feel about that Wilder fight?
I didn't get to see it, but what I thought was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, he going to beat the man. This was the third time. You know, hey, look, boxing ain't like everything else. But you gonna have a third time as a charm? If Obama been whooping your ass consecutively,
you ain't lying.
Hey, look. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no hard math.
Nope.
Yeah. True that.
It ain't no hard math. But
consider yourself whooped.
Okay. Three times.
I don't feel like I don't feel like none of the boxers out there today is nothing like what we grew up on. Let me put that out there.
Facts.
Off the top, because we had warriors. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
To jump on what Big Boy said, like, we had boxers and stuff like that. Like, when Tyson and Roy Jones and Sugar Ray Leonard, all them, when they was fighting, we dressed up. We got
good
out.
Old days.
We was dressed to GQ out. You hear me?
We knew we were about to see a show.
Let me throw a disclaimer out there. Don't go to the bathroom. Uh-oh. Don't get no drink or no popcorn. Back when Tyson was there.
Because
Tyson
you got to go ahead and sit through his joint.
You know, Tyson would disappoint you because you like, damn, that fight over already. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
You'd be like, I don't
think can I ask y'all a question?
To see him. What's that?
Come on, Ron. Question is, right? Hey, so Tyson Fury gone. All the elite heavyweights is gone. Like, what's left for the heavyweight division?
It ain't Tyson Fury's gone. It ain't, yeah.
MMA. That's what it is. MMA.
That's MMA.
That's what it all boils. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's easy to say that, but I guess I'm just gonna stick with the middleweight and the welterweight division. You know, because, you know, that's money, too.
But nah, you know we ain't what? Saying we wasn't going to look at it. We just said when it comes to the heavyweight, go to the MMA.
I guess that's where it is, man.
boxing has outlived the boxing because for so long we were like, you know, like Tree said, we were spoiled. We were dressed to a T and everyone got together and was feeling good about what they were going to see. And it got to a point where the past couple of fights have been nowhere near that. It has been nowhere near the activity. You got the welterweights and the middleweights and every other weight really, really seriously putting on a show for us to the point where the heavyweight division really lost its appeal. And now you got MMA coming into the scene, and MMA is coming with a life of its own. It's coming with a want and desire of its own.
Yeah, bro. I like to correct something. The first fight in the split draw, that Tyson Fury and Wilder fight.
It ended in a split draw, but to the eye, he whooped him good enough to actually have won that fight. And to be honest, I'm glad you brought that point up, Ron, because that to me was the beginning of the exhibition field. That to me was the beginning of I can't really get behind this because if they're going to award this a tie when we all saw what we saw and know what it is we saw, and they're calling this a tie, I don't know.
Right.
You know?
Mm.
So
it was close, too. It was close.
Boxing ain't nothing like it used to be. I'm just going to leave that on the table. Boxing ain't nothing like it used to be.
Let's take another call. Brother Ted, what's happening, Ted?
Hey, What's going on, Ted?
Hey, good evening, everyone. How y'all doing? Ain't nothing to it. What's going on, big boy? I heard y'all earlier stuff, and I had to hang up for a minute. But and I just came back over what Tree said that boxing ain't the same. So I'm gonna leave it at that. Y'all said it all in a nutshell. Big boy hit on it. You know, boxing ain't what it was when we grew up. You know what I'm saying? You had a whole bunch of contenders. You know what I mean? And stuff and like you say, Kale, they look like exhibition because they don't look like real boxers, man. And there's not many. It's not many boxers that's in there. They take their craft that serious. That as far as body shape, body wise, you know, Treat describes it as a punch in face, you know. But I would beg to differ. I would say Tyson Fury got a face that you want to punch. You know what I mean? And he's like one of those in those bar. He's like one of those guys in those bar fights. In those bar fights, you know, you hit him in that chin. He like, come on, you know what I mean? You got to hit him with the chin, the kitchen sink, and everything. So he's one of those type. And Wilder is not really a fighter. So, but bottom line, y'all said it. Y'all did it all in a nutshell, man. Great, great, great take on that. And I have to say no more.
That was a good recap. You recapped it all the way up and summed it up and gave it to us in a bow. Thank you, Ted.
Amen.
No doubt.
That was excellent.
Just did what we like to call making it pretty for us. So we're making it pretty for us. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. So let's take this quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah, mute your phone. Mute your phone, please.
Get off.
Looking like damn, like really, man.
Tell them to my dime, taking hella long, give it to me now. Make that thing change like it's your bitch. Ooh, baby, like it, like you with the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh? Hey, sad, get like me. Never met a mother fresh like me. All these motherfuckers wanna dress like me, but the see you don't make you sweat like me. Like how you figure getting bigger and keep it triller. See, just bought her chickens. I bought my nigga getting thin. I bought the liquor. She love my licorice. I let.
We know, first of all, let me congratulate before I get into my feelings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to congratulate the Boston Celtics.
Oh, we in NBA?
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations to the Boston Celtics on their not just victory, but sweep.
They pulled the big broom out, y'all.
They pulled the push broom that the janitor uses.
Hey, y'all, I got something. I told y'all. I called it.
Yeah.
I picked the Celtics, and I picked Philadelphia. Philadelphia letting me down, but I showed picked the Celtics when they were in the sixth seed. I saw them creeping.
You did.
Yeah.
One thing about the Celtics.
But your boy Harden letting you down. That's the one who letting you down over there with them.
Exactly.
The Rockets is not going away. That's it. Gentlemen, sweep my behind. We're going to win this game right here, and then we're going to go back to our house, and I think they're going to win that next game, and it's going to be a seven-game series right here. This is going down to the wire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I heard first, Lady T said the 76ers and the Raptors going to the wide. I heard it here first.
If they go to the wide,
Toronto going to beat. Yeah.
Right,
you beat me too. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Can't go to game seven.
And do y'all know, do you guys realize what that would mean?
Yeah.
It goes to the wire and Toronto wins and the Nets got swept. That trade between Ben Simmons and James Harden
That's exactly what it came down to.
It was equal. It was equal.
we can't say equal because at least Harden.
Because Ben ain't playing. You're right. Ben didn't play. Nope.
You know, he's too busy. He's too busy dressing for America's Next Top Model or whatever you want to call it. But don't put that on him, man.
They're making a mistake.
Hey, look at here, man. Look at here. I'm just calling it how I see it, bro. I'm calling it how I see it.
This is why Philadelphia have to win the series. Philadelphia have to win it. This makes the argument about Joel Embiid look so beautiful. So beautiful. I'm trying to say. Because he played, I mean, the stats that I pulled out, the block shots and stuff like that, he could be better than that. But you're in the playoffs, and you got a chance to close out the series.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this, Ron. I saw Joel Embiid. While it was still a game and Philly had a chance, I saw Joel Embiid dribbling out of the paint on the perimeter shooting three.
Right,
as always.
When it was still a game. So I don't know. I beg to differ, and I have to argue with you on that Joel Embiid looking great stuff. Because I'm seeing the same half-hearted, helpless, and I'm trying not to curse y'all, center play that I've seen in today's NBA. Okay, so Joel Embiid does not. Well, it'll make Joel Embiid look good if he get his self down there in the paint, huh? If he gets himself down, behind self.
Dominating the paint.
Yeah,
exactly, man.
You got to dominate
the paint. That's why they losing.
Help your team where a big man helps his team. That's all I'm saying.
Especially
when you can play. Especially when you can play in the paint.
Exactly.
Can we just give him credit that he's in the playoffs and he's playing?
No.
He did that last year. He wants to be defensive player of the year. You can't do that.
Let's give our participation trophy. Okay? Let's just give everybody a participation trophy.
No, sir.
Brian gone for that. He ain't giving out no participation trophy.
Everybody didn't win. Everybody did not win. Both teams can't win. So if we know doing that, then what are we teaching our kids?
But you know what?
Go ahead, Taylor.
We have to teach them how to lose gracefully and win gracefully. If you lose, shake the person's hand and say, we're going to get you next time. You know? If you're so mad, just wave your hand. Hey, okay, I see y'all next. We get you next time. If I don't want a hug or nothing, I'm pointing to you. I see you over there, but I ain't know how to move because I lost. So,
at least acknowledge the other team.
You have to acknowledge the other team. But they don't get no trophy.
You know? Yes, right. Go ahead, Ted. What was you about to say, Ted?
Whoever said, ain't that many centers in the league as it is, you know? So that's why Philly really holding on to him. And so whoever's trying to talk about giving Embiid credit, he don't get no trophy like that because the process, how long has the process been going on? And they've been sticking with Embiid. you know? And then you see last year, Embiid and Doc Rivers teamed up and threw Ben Simmons under the bus. They blamed it on Ben. But Embiid had something to do also with it, you know, with the loss too. Because prior to being missing that, not taking that shot, Embiid missed some shots too, you know, prior to that. So look at that game. So anyway, they threw Ben under the bus. Okay, so now it's not working, and things it seems like it might be in trouble. Now they throwing Doc under the bus. Okay,
that's right.
They
throwing
James under the bus too.
I have a question.
Well, Embiid wants James. You know, he's trying to give James a chance. Mm-hmm. See, they all want James. They want Doc out of there. They're gonna bring D'Antoni from Houston. They bringing him over there because Daryl Morey from Houston. He's over there. They're going to bring him over there. And see, now they done got Embiid on Harden's side and on Daryl Morey's side. Everybody say, hey, we've been sticking with you. You the main man, but we need to have you on board. We're going to get rid of Doc at the end of the year. Watch what I tell you. Doc's going to be gone. He's coming back to L.A. He's coming back to L.A.
Oh, you know,
the Lakers.
So Ben Simmons back hurting because Doc Rivers and them threw him under the bus.
I didn't say that, sir.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Nobody said
I don't know why
that.
Ben Simmons
said.
Back is
no,
hurting.
He didn't say that.
I don't know why his back is hurting. I don't know why his back is hurting.
I just think that's rude. I don't think nothing's wrong with him. I just think they're using him as a scapegoat once again. So they lost the game. They seen that they was going down. Well, I put him out there. They say to themselves, he's not going to be much of a help. He's just coming off back surgery. Just kind of, why put him out there and chance him getting hurt again? We just save him for next year.
Well,
and we can't even keep on putting Ben Simmons in it because he wasn't even out there. They lost, period, with the team that
they had. There it is.
Period. And you know what? I was talking with my supervisor today because it was funny. He came up to me dancing, talking about sweet, 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 right? and he was like, that Ben Simmons trade ain't do nothing for them. I told y'all Ben Simmons was soft and this and that and the third and everything. And I was like, well, who was Ben Simmons supposed to be? And he had the nerve to tell me Ben was supposed to be the next coming of LeBron James. I said, wow.
No.
Don't insult LeBron like that.
I don't think so.
You know?
At one point in time, they was trying to talk him up like that.
Yeah.
At one point in time, they were when he was rolling with the 76ers before all that turmoil went on. They was building him up to be like that.
I thought it was more like the Magic, you know, because I think his game was more that. But they kept pressing him about shooting. Magic couldn't shoot for the first 5 years. Let this boy play his game. He's a thoroughbred. He get that ball off the rebound. He's running it. Y'all feel that wing, okay? And then if he ain't got nothing, he's pulling it back. And then also he can post. You know, he can get that. But then y'all want to talk about three-point shoot. He can't shoot. He can't shoot. All that got in his head. Leave that boy alone and him just play ball, man. That's what he is, a 6'10 Magic, man. You know?
Yeah, he is. And the league messed them boys up by telling them to keep shooting at three like that. Because like we say every time, we watch them dribble all the way to the paint. They'll jump around, do a 360, and throw it out to the corner or back up to the top of the key. And I'd be like, damn. And yeah, it do go in there sometimes, but I'd be like, man, you could have just made the two-pointer right there.
But
people don't realize that two-pointers are so much more valuable than a three-pointer because if I can outshoot you more twos than you are, then you can get a three-point.
And not just that.
If I just keep shooting two all the whole time and you keep trying to get a three, maybe it go in, maybe it don't.
An exception of one team, and it's Golden State.
Not just that, but you wear that other team down with the old-fashioned three, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The and one.
Yep.
You're
giving me
foul trouble. You're killing two exactly. You're getting them in foul trouble, and you're stopping the clock and scoring at the same time. So, to me, it's like, damn, the and one is a lost art. No one wants
right.
to get the and one anymore. No one wants to bang. Mm-hmm. No one wants to take that contact and finish through it, you know? And I hate to bring them up, but those are the things that made, I'm going to say, Kobe and Mike great. Because them guys
Thank
took
you.
The punishment
Thank you.
And finished
Thank
it.
You. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And can I say that if we talk about points, I want to bring this up to you, Tang. How many points did they lose by? They lost. Did the Nets lose by last night?
The Nets?
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah,
how many
points? As the Rock would say, it doesn't even matter. They got
No, let me no.
Hold on, wait a minute, Ron. Let him make his point. Go ahead.
Because me and Tank was talking about, I was telling him that, you know, if Steve Nash play Aldridge some, he can give you 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they lost by 4 points. And so Tang was talking about 4 points going up. I said, well, hold on, let me finish. I said, I was talking about at least maybe 4 points a quarter or even 4 points
mm-hmm.
a half. So if he would have gave me 4 points a half, which is Aldridge is totally capable of, you know, because Boston couldn't have matched up with his size. He's standing 6'10", and got a turnaround jumper that's patented. You put him in the
right.
pick and roll with Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying? And so right there, they lost by four. I just want to make that point. So if you would have used that bench – and you bring Blake Griffin in when it's too late. He gave you energy, but it was kind of too late.
Blake Griffin.
You should have used. No, I'm saying he brought him in. He gave him a little lift.
Yeah, because he
That's
did.
All I'm
just
saying. I didn't say he was going to save the day. He gave him 2 3-pointers in a row. That's 6 points
yeah.
he
mm-hmm.
gave him, okay? So I'm just saying, you get these cats.
But he also gave them possession. By causing the offensive foul. So, Blake, while you're saying Blake Griffin, and listen, let me tell y'all something about older basketball players. Older basketball players. They can't physically jump around. They can't physically be a John Morant, but mentally, they will outsmart one of the best, some of the best young talent in the league. And when Griffin stood up and took those offensive fouls and gave his team that extra possession, I said, yes, that's what you
mm-hmm.
want. And I kept looking at Aldridge sitting on the bench, looking like, damn, I just want to get in. Damn, I just want an opportunity. Now, I'm going to ask you guys a question, okay? Do you think that the powers that be, because remember, we all agree that the league feels some type of way about Kyrie. Do you think that this first mm-hmm. round exit had something more to do than the on the court? Because it's funny to me how one of the top scoring teams lost by 4 points on an average. That's funny as hell to me.
Lost the line.
I can answer that. Well, you know, that was my outlook the whole time.
I can answer that. The thing is, you want to get the referees, you know what I'm saying, or any officials, anything to talk about bad, you know, when you know what I'm saying, flipping the bird at the fans and things like that, you know, you give them the reason to, you know what I'm saying, put marks on you. And
Ron, I understand what you're saying, but that has nothing to do with what I'm saying. That has nothing to do with
talking about
this,
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, Celtic fans, they're used to being flipped off. They're used to being cursed at. They're used to being called all type of crazy names. They are used to that.
What I'm saying, guys, is look at the fact that one of the highest scoring duos in ball lost their series by 4 points on average.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just a coincidence, guys. That's not.
I told you,
bro. That's not just a coincidence.
I told you, man. They had it out for them boys, man. They were. Argus probably could have played, man.
Oh,
he got that
no.
call, man. I'm telling y'all, man. They got that call, man. They told them boys to sit down and all that. They was pissed off at Kyrie, man. At a whole lot.
Yeah. And plus, they won.
But the Nets lost at home.
We saw them lost at home, and we saw a lot of calls that would have went another way, too. You can definitely look at that game. I saw a lot of calls that Kevin Durant would have got. They just wasn't messing with him this year, man. It wasn't their time.
But how about Jason Tatum scoring 29 points and Marcus Smart having a double double?
We're not taking anything away from them. Yeah.
We talk about why Aldridge didn't play. And other people that could have helped them, you know what I'm saying? Why Ben Simmons, when they said he was coming back, and then the last two games they decided, nah, he ain't going to come back. Because I told y'all, I believe that if Ben Simmons would have came back, it would have been a totally different story. Because what they needed was some defense out there. They was wearing my man Kevin Durant out.
I felt like old girl on what was that joke with Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor? Harlem Night. You get my mouth all ready for some orange juice, it ain't nothing but a swallow. Y'all give me all the time.
That's my boy.
And he don't even come out. He don't even
But did y'all see how they lost those? The first game they lost, it was 114-115. They lost by 1 point. They lost 107-114, 7 points. The third game, they lost 109-103, 6 points. The last game, they lost 116-112, 4 points.
Wow. 4 points. That's an average of 5 points.
Exactly.
I'm telling y'all,
they were competitive, but still.
The top scoring duo in NBA in this 2022 season.
Mm-hmm.
When these guys were on the court, they were the top scoring duo. How do they lose four games in a row under with the highest total being 5.3? The highest total? Come on,
no,
man.
No, 7.
Come on, man. 7. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. 7. Come on, man.
The Celtics could have got blown out if they didn't have a bench.
But them boys over in the Celtics, man, they've been together for the last three plus years, man. They was ready for this.
Exactly.
New York Nets, they weren't ready, man.
But also the Celtics play defense. They play defense.
You got a defensive team.
You got a defensive minded team.
What?
Now I look at them last plays with 22 seconds left on that. Okay, Kevin Durant, man, he's like he can't move when it comes to playing defense. So you trying to tell me this man's the best player in the world, but you can't play D? Because when he missed that free throw, how can Smart be behind you and then you got a 10-foot wingspan and you cannot intercept that ball because your reaction is so delayed. When he beat you down the court, and then you still get stuck because you didn't go and follow up the rebound. You let Horford tip the rebound in. So come on, man, you're not getting back. No, none of them getting back. They lackadaisical on defense, and he just not playing. He don't play defense. He doesn't use his length as he should have. I mean, he might have been tired, but it's no excuse when it comes to that crunch time about that playing that ball. Okay, and if as being a leader, I was telling Kale, he should have said something, poor Steve Nash apart, because if you're a leader, you got some say-so, like LeBron got say-so. You know,
that.
I would have said, hey, coach, man, let's get
–
well, he need to get that, you know, if you want to be called that best, because trust me, if something was going on and Mike didn't like it, Mike said, man, we need to get that dude out of here, bring him in here or whatever. You know, you got to make that call. I'd be like, I need Aldridge up here. We need some hype. You going with four guards,
but
man. It ain't working.
That's why we can't. That's why when people put him and LeBron James up against each other, KD, and talk about KD is better than LeBron. And first of all, I don't like the way they compare each other back and forth. But one thing for certain, two things for sure, LeBron ain't going to not play. He ain't going to not play. He's going to play probably to his best. I'm just saying his best. I ain't saying he's going to make nobody else
best.
I ain't saying none of that. I'm just saying he's going to play. He's going to do his best.
Well,
I'm
going
to have to in this series, y'all.
And I'm going to have to argue with you on that one, Tree. Lady T, I'm going to have to argue with you on that one, because I remember when LeBron was a Cavalier.
We're talking about this age right now.
Well,
We can't go back.
This is a part of his resume.
If he's done it, we cannot say he's never done it. We've all witnessed it. I got a question for you, Kim.
Go ahead.
Hey, can I ask y'all this? Y'all, because I hear that LaMarcus Aldridge talk. When did the last time he played in the regular season? What did he do?
That's Darius.
When he did his patented jumper, whereas, like I said, if you put him in pick and roll state situation, he could pop from the free throw line extended. He could pop from the corner extended. And he had, when he was playing, when all them guys was out, he did produce. I ain't saying he was giving you 20 points and 28 points a game, but he was giving you at least 10 and 12 when he was playing, man.
His last two games he played in, he gave you 3 points in 17 minutes.
Wait a minute. That's three from him, seven from Blake Griffin, okay? That's 10 points right there. They lost on the average.
No. The guys y'all are talking about do not produce. They don't produce. These are liabilities on the court. They don't produce.
I hear what you're saying. Hold on. Let me finish. At that time, you see what Blake did. I'm not saying they're going to be giving you all this and that, but they give you that spark because they going down at their career. So he gave you that little energy. They could have gave you something that the other teams wouldn't give you. You're going against a team that is longer than you and bigger than you. I'm saying just give them a different look, whereas they have to match up against you. Because I'm looking at his size. I'm not saying he's going to give you a whole bunch. Give me those three. Okay, I need those three from you then. And then maybe one of them might be a foul. So he might give you those 4 points.
He's going to give you those three, but he's going to give you those three in 17 minutes, and he's on the floor going to give you 3 points in 17 minutes? That's crazy.
Yeah.
For 17 minutes, he's just going to give you three points.
But that was that one game, though, what? You talking about one game.
I'm telling you, I will take it all the way back to probably like the last six games of the Nets regular season. That man has averaged the last four games he didn't even play. The two games before that he averaged like 17 minutes, I believe.
Can I say this?
Hold on. The only fact you're bringing out is the scoring. These veterans bring more than scoring to the table.
Those 17 minutes, he had one rebound. He had 17 minutes, 3 points, one rebound in the last two games he played? What are we talking about?
Let me say this. On that team, okay, I can dig that. But on that team, they don't really go to him, man. I watch many much of the Nets because I couldn't get it. But some of the games I've seen, man, Kyrie and them don't pass that ball because he's been open on sometimes. He's looking for the ball, and they hadn't passed it. Okay, so, I mean, you're looking at, like Kale said, you're looking at them points, but they give you so much more. They give you boxing out ability. They give you this. Maybe they might not get a rebound, but then their man is not getting the rebound. You know what I'm saying? Because the other cats are not going to the boards. I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
He's not the dominant guy that he used to be. Right?
I didn't say that.
No, I'm just speaking. You got to play your young guy, Nick Clayton.
But you need to help him. You need to get subs for him. You can't wear him out neither. Come on, yo, boy. I've been coaching for 25 years.
You got the size.
And that guy that you just named went 0 for 9 at the free throw line. And they lost 5. Mm-hmm.
He went 0 for 10.
I'm sorry.
At the free throw line?
And
you wonder why they lost?
Enough for the Nets to win the game. He went 10. Come on, man.
At the free throw line.
But Steve Nash, as a coach, you're going to continue to go with him?
Yes, because LaMarcus Aldridge wouldn't give you the defense he will give you. LaMarcus Aldridge is going to block the shot that he will block.
He would have made those
three throws. LaMarcus Aldridge would have made those three throws. He would have made them. But what about the liability of the defense?
Either which way, there's a good and a bad side to either player. What we're saying is, okay, we see the bad side to Claxton being out there. Let us see the bad side to Aldridge being there. As a coach, you are to use what is at your availability. And Steve Nash did not use Aldridge at all.
Why would he? My question is, why would he? Can I say this?
Yes,
his rotation fixed them last four games. The rotation got fixed. You know when you come in these playoffs, the 8-man rotation.
And it didn't help you none, bro. You talking about, okay, Claxton, what did he give you on defense? He was a shoveler. He also was late getting back on defense. He was labor.
He didn't give you nothing, bro.
Come on, man.
What you say?
Claxton, he didn't give you really much. The tall guy you talking about, the young boy you were saying go with, whatever his name is, okay? If I'm wrong, whatever his name, the center you're talking about.
No, that's his name.
He gave a little bit, but what I'm saying is, I'm not saying not play, I'm saying use your thing so you won't tie up all your players. Sub the guy in for some 3 minutes or whatever. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not even 17 minutes, but because you wearing your young boy out, because a lot of times, if you go back and look at them films, he didn't get back on defense, man. He's just looking like crazy. And a lot of times he didn't even rotate. He didn't give me the blocks that he should. Okay, if you talk about dominating what he should have been, he didn't get that, man.
Let me tell you why he didn't get it. He didn't get it because it was the Durant and Kyrie show. He just running up and down. They not even running nothing for him. They not running no plays. They not running nothing. They not
doing
nothing.
They don't run plays for Nick. They drive and lob it to him. That's what they do. That's how he get his points. They don't just give that boy the ball.
What did he do, though, brother? He missed it. What did he do?
He do way more than a LaMarcus Aldridge. I'm comparing that guy to a LaMarcus Aldridge. That's all I'm saying. And then you say, where the young guy?
But do you think if we said, hold on, you said we were saying, you think we said take out Claxton? No, we're not saying that, brother. We're saying give him some help, man. We know he's
I'm
the future,
you,
but give him some
I'm
help.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, LaMarcus Aldridge is not the help. That's all I'm saying.
But you, but he should. Oh, but man. Hey, but they worked. What they had was not the help going with four guards and three guards. So you should have used something, brother. That's what I'm saying. Because where they at now, finna go on the Bahamas somewhere, and we talking about them. And they getting paid and sitting on the. They going home. So
hey,
I would have used what I had.
That's Celtics defense. You can't blame it on those guys, bro. Kyrie and them didn't show up in that fourth quarter.
Okay, how many
Durant
people posted?
Definitely didn't show up in that fourth quarter.
Let me say this. Who made a post presence for the Nets at all? You did not even change Boston defense at all. You didn't put nobody in the post to make them change anything. Okay, Claxton can't help you in no pick and roll because they shut down that little lob you're talking about, and he ain't got no pick and pop jumper, bro. So that's what you use Aldridge like. You know what I'm saying? To set a pick and he can pop and roll when Durant was getting in trouble because he couldn't dribble past nobody. Basketball is simple, man. Just play, pass the ball, move, pick and roll. Cut. I didn't see Durant cut to no try to get no offense rebound. Blake was coming in getting you that. You know, he was trying to crash the boys, brother, making a difference. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man.
Nobody else ain't meet him halfway. Like, Kyrie didn't have a good game with Big Ass in the fourth quarter. Nobody showed up.
Hey,
it was just a match.
I'm going to say what Kyrie was, man. You ain't going to do nothing unless you got three-man bang. We already know that.
Kyrie was absent all day yesterday. Kyrie was absent
all day.
Completely.
Yeah, he was ready to go home.
He was ready. Did you see after the game when it was over how he was laughing and smiling and giggling with everybody,
giving
hugs? Exactly. Oh, they had enough fun, didn't they? I was saying that, Lady T. I mean, they was hugging. They like they, man, when y'all finna go to bed, y'all taking off shirts and hugging naked and stuff. What's going on here? Y'all about to kiss and stuff?
They was like, thank y'all very much. Thank y'all very much. Let's get a call.
And then it's
we'll see y'all next
year.
What's up, people? How y'all doing?
Uh-oh.
What's up with you? 57?
Not much. Just hanging in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that take you a little personal stuff for a while there to make sure everything's going straight.
Okay.
How's the wife?
She's doing wonderfully better. Thank you, Kel. Thank you, Kayla. How's your family doing, bro?
Well, 57, I want to let you know we definitely been saying prayers. I say I'm praying for my man line. I call out all the people, you know, tell them to ask for prayers for my circles and stuff. So we've been all praying,
that,
man.
Bro. So, I appreciate
that's
it.
For sure.
You know, I've been listening. So he done reached down and touched us both, bro. So thank you very much.
What's up, babe? What's up,
I almost had used Darius to replace 57, and then he called in.
That's what's up.
Come on, nephew. I had your nephew call in.
Was that nephew?
Yeah.
I have to agree with nephew to a certain degree, y'all. I don't think Aldridge would have given us that much anyway. The other thing, though, I have to agree with Sis, too, on – Kyrie, it became the Kyrie and Durant
Katie.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
Last night. You know, I kind of think that I wouldn't fire Steve Nash because the team never really had, the last year and a half, they haven't had any continuity. They've had COVID. Mm-hmm. Then they made a trade. I mean, what's his name got there? And then once he got there, he had to play with Kyrie playing every now and then. That's not what he wanted. Then they make the trade. And when they make the trade, now Ben Simmons can't play at all, never shows up for him, which they counted on. So, like I said, I wasn't a part of the whole conversation. Cause I'm not disputing anybody, but I wouldn't fire Steve Nash right now. I think I would hold on to him for another year, you know, and if he can get everybody on the same page and get some continuity going, I think he might turn it around. That was a good team. Mm-hmm. Boston played great.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's fair to say.
Yeah, that's fair to say. I agree with that.
You know, I'm in dispute with you, 57, because I think Nash has had a great team for 2 years, and for 2 years he has failed to accomplish the goal. He has not understood the assignment. Okay. And this year. Exactly. This year was the worst. And I can only see that next team being a worse team under Nash. I'm serious. They showed him on the bench last night, and it was time where the only thing that came to my head, guys, was I'm breaking home the bacon. Which way should I go? Who should I bring? I mean, he looked lost. He looked absolutely lost last night after that time.
I saw him
looking down his bench at his players and looked right past Aldridge. And Aldridge looked at him. And it reminded me of that scene, because I'm in the middle of that Rise of the Lakers series that's coming on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that joint. But Aldridge looked at Nash. Nash looked at Aldridge and went right past him. And I was like, put the man in. Aldridge looked like he's ready to pull off his warm-up suit and get in there and make a difference, and Nash said, no, not you. Come on, dude.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
That player, let me finish this. That doesn't affect the player that you did that to, but that also affects the team, because this is their teammate. This is the guy that they have grown accustomed to, and they don't want to see him treated that way. Go ahead, Pitchett.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not talking. Can y'all mute your phones? Mute your backgrounds, please. Mute yourself, please. Thank you. Go ahead, 57.
I still have to agree with my nephew. You know, I would look past Aldridge, too, because Aldridge did not, towards the end of the season, when they put him in there, he was not reliable. Anytime you look past Aldridge and put what's his name in the game? Light-skinned dude's name? Griffin in the game.
Blake Griffin.
Before you put Aldridge in there, he's been hurt. Blake Griffin, I'm sorry. He's been hurt.
Yes.
You put him in the game, and he played good. Nothing from Blake Griffin. He gave him all he had. But that says, I just look past a 6'11 guy to go to a guy that's hurt and hasn't played that much, and brought him in because I trusted him more than I trusted you. That's why he looked past Aldridge, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to poo-poo on Nash or anything, but I'm just saying, that in this series, too many times Nash looked as if it was above his head. He looked as if he didn't know what the hell to do.
Can I ask this little nugget though, Kel? Kyrie, you couldn't depend on Kyrie all this season either. Okay, and then especially when he was struggling. So why you can't have the balls to make a change and say, okay, we got enough shooters. Now we need to get you off because you ain't giving us nothing. So now we lacking on a little bit of rebounding and defense. So get you a little rest right now. Get whatever you need to go through your head. Get it together. But no, you keep it at all that so-called firepower, offensive paralysis that wasn't giving you nothing. You know, it's about adjustment, ebb and flow.
But I might not be getting you the point you're trying to make.
Yeah, I'm just
well,
saying, but what's the point? Let me finish because you cut me off.
Okay, I
might not have gave you nothing the last four of the game, last four of the regular seasons and what have you. But like I said, playoff is a different animal. You got a person that got playoff experience. You got a person that has that. You got a person who got fire. Like I said, you never know until you get that opportunity. But he cut his head off. He cut the team's head off. He didn't put them in a position to be successful. Because when you don't use all your chess pieces on that board, man, you're in trouble. You know?
Man, look.
So,
when you playing out there in the playoffs, you got
to cut his head off too. Then,
yeah,
exactly.
Kyren have cut his head off too because one thing for sure is like y'all said, KD and Kyrie have a voice with Nash to know who they putting in that game. If they wanted LaMarcus Aldridge in there, he would have been in there, y'all.
He would have been in there.
He would have been in there.
Yeah.
He would have been in there, man.
They don't even know what to say to each other. All right, all KD and Kyrie want to do is work on a handshake. You know, I don't know if they're trying to be gangsters and all that or whatever. But they not leaders. Kyrie worried about this and that, but they don't go. He don't even feel he need a coach. So I don't think he have much communication with Nash. Okay,
he's just saying the leaders of that team right now. They got the voice, Ted. They got the voice.
But it ain't no good if you're not it's no good if you're not using it.
You don't think they said nothing to Nash? Y'all really think that man, LaMarcus Aldridge, could have helped them? You don't think that Kyrie or Kevin Durant said, Nash, come on, dog, we need to put him in?
I do.
I know they asked him. I don't even think that they're the type of player.
Let me say this. Let me go back to last year. I don't DeAndre Jordan wasn't the best center, nothing like that in the world. But you was getting beat down last year, and you needed a big body. All I'm saying is, person that got six fouls. I don't care if he run down the court 20 minutes, but he's running down the court, and you're giving somebody else a break, a rest. You know what I'm saying? And we was wondering, what is wrong with DeAndre Jordan? Is he hurt? Is he? You know what's going on?
At least he can get those lob passes. But see. Just like we was about to get into it last night, and I had to tell my man, I don't even know why we getting into it. They had it out for them boys. They wasn't going to win, period, this year, man.
Yeah, they wasn't going to win.
They
didn't even matter.
If
they played them or not, it wasn't
matter. All the guys that we said that was just sitting on the bench that didn't play, and if nothing was wrong with them, man, they wasn't going to win this year. They wasn't for them.
Yeah.
They was pissed off at Kyrie.
Debo.
And how he took his stance.
Debo.
They took his stance on the COVID stuff, man.
Debo said the machine said this is that boy in Milwaukee style. Talk about Antetokounmpo. You know, the machine has spoken.
Giannis.
It's Giannis time.
I don't think
that's all it is to
him. You know what?
Yeah, and
when LeBron and them put that team together. Go ahead, Sam. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say the only reason why I will give it to them right now is because that boy Devin Booker done. He can't play no more with the hamstring the way they're going to need him.
Nope.
But if Devin Booker was there,
Lowry
I was going to give it to Phoenix. Yeah.
Lowry out too.
Yeah. Miami's still strong.
Yes. I said last year that Phoenix would not make it because Devin Booker would not last the whole season or through the playoffs because he's not that strong. It's the same thing he did last year. He played in all those games, and in the championship, he was done. Same thing now. He's done. He's not that strong. But this is what I want to say. How come we can't look at the fact that Brooklyn just ran into a better team?
Yeah.
They just ran into a better
team.
I knew you
were going to say
that.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. How come we know?
We could say that, and I can agree with you on that. But can we also say Boston wasn't given the test that we all were expecting them to receive because Steve Nash refused to use his team. He refused to use his bench. He didn't throw everything at them dudes, man. And we all know one thing about a fight, it's unscripted. You use what you have, when you have it, and all that you can. And Steve Nash, he didn't do that.
He didn't do that. So it's not like we're taking away from Boston and what they did, because you're right. They did a great job. They did a great job. And between those two teams, they were the last team standing. So kudos to them. Same time, I would have loved to have seen a little more competition thrown their way in the form of other guys playing as well. You know, it would have been good to see that.
I think Steve Nash, he used everything he had. He played the guys that he trusted. That's using everything you had. I don't think none of them guys on the bench would have made any difference in that game at all. None of them.
But let me ask you a question.
You gotta play KD and Kyrie for 40 minutes. You got to. That's throwing everything you have as a coach. You got to.
Let me ask you a question. No, see, that basketball thinking, saying right now, you have to play a KD and Kyrie. No, what you have to do is figure out when is a good time to get them off the court and give them the breather that they need so they can give you everything. That lack of defense ferocity that Ted was speaking of was because KD was tired, because Nash gave him no break.
That's because Boston gave him no breaks. If you got four people in Boston that could give you 20 points, KD, he got to play defense now. He got to play
Boston
defense on somebody.
No,
they don't have. That's what I'm telling you. Boston ain't give him no breaks. If you got
His coach should have.
A lot of superstars take their breaks on defense. Do this. They take their breaks on defense. So if you don't have that defense, a guy that can take that break for you, so you tell his dog to go get him.
Do me a favor.
Just how all these other teams.
Do me a favor.
Marcus Smart is that dog. I'm going to go check who
that
is.
Do me a favor.
Hold on.
Do me a favor. Don't say superstar and say take a break on defense at the same time. Because the superstars I know, they take no break. They play both ways.
No. Every player out there, man, superstar, football, or whatever, has a point in the game where he takes a breather.
See, this is young generation.
That's the way they work it out. It's always been that way. Every superstar has a part in the game when he knows when he gets his break. When he gets his break, even though he's still out there in the game, he knows it.
Exactly.
Let me
tell you this. Michael Jordan won Defensive Player of, I think, maybe six times or something like that, maybe more. But he never took a break on defense, man. Kobe never took a break on defense like that. See, these young generation, they want to take breaks. Can I finish? They want to take breaks.
And vacations.
Can I say something real quick? Jordan, everybody in the NBA even said it. Pippen went to go get those guys. Pippen was stopping those guys, right? Kobe went to go call Ron Artest to come over there to play defense for him. So what are we talking about? Everybody
can I finish now before you cut me off? Can I go now for a second? I'm not saying Scotty did not play defense, but he also had to play defense on big men too. Mike, I'm telling you, he played defense. He always got back. He didn't take no break on defense. Go. That's how you get six championships, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
I don't know about this new generation. Can I finish? Go ahead. I'm good. Y'all go ahead. Defense wins championship. Offense wins games. Defense wins championships.
Yeah.
Okay. So if that's the case, now how did Golden State win these many championships?
Go ahead, Nephew.
So who is that defensive guy to go get some guys?
Clay, let me tell you, when Clay was healthy, he played good defense. Okay, you had Draymond.
Go ahead.
Who played
defense?
Clay
Thompson?
Played defense?
When Clay was
healthy, Clay played
defense.
Oh, wow, I'm good. Y'all need to go play. Y'all suit up, man. Meet me at the court.
What you gonna do, lock up after we gone?
Get a stretcher.
Am I going to do what?
Leave you on the court. That's what you're going to do,
meet me on the court, bro. Ain't no leaving. I'm going to leave you
on the
court.
That's all I'm saying.
We all got different opinions. It's all cool. We all got different opinions.
I like that.
So how y'all feel about the Portland game? Let's move right along. The Portland game, because them Van Fleet didn't even play in the game. He was hurt sitting out. He didn't even play in the game. And they won. So it's 3-5. They're going on to game 6. Y'all, mute y'all background, y'all. Y'all got a lot of background noise. I need everybody to mute their background.
That's me.
It sounds like somebody cooking.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was me.
Mute yourself. Mute yourself when you're not talking. Please. We're going to talk about the 76ers Raptors game. What y'all got to say about that? Because they are not going away. Them Raptors is not going away, baby. And they are, this game is going to be in the Raptors' house.
All I'm going to say is this, okay? When you allow a young team to develop confidence and get some assurance in the game that they're playing and their coach is calling, you're going to get a lot more than you bargained for. And that is what's going on with the Raptors and the 76ers. You know, everybody thought that Harden was going to be the savior of that team when he came there. And I'm going to say, for real, y'all should have worked out whatever you were going through with Ben Simmons because this series has Ben Simmons' name written all over it, if you ask me. Okay. Anybody? Damn, who am I now? E.F. Hutton?
Am I on?
Yeah, you on, Ron.
Oh, yeah. I thought I wasn't on enough. I ain't hear unmuted. I ain't hear that. But, yeah, like I said before, Philadelphia has to win this series because I would love to see Joel Embiid go to the finals. It would be special if Philadelphia just finished this series off. Hey, go by what you said, though.
What do you mean special?
Wait a
minute.
Yes, yes.
You got a man crush on Joel Embiid.
Hey, let me find out here in the mirror rubbing Vaseline on himself saying Embiid.
No, he keeps talking about Embiid. This is the same dude that scored 0 points in the game. Joel Embiid scored 0 points in the game. It's not a man crush thing. I just never forget, quote unquote, the ass whooping that Stephen A. Smith had gave him on First Take. And he's been improving ever since then. And I'm impressed by that. You know what I'm saying?
What we seen this year is what you seen the last 2 years of Embiid.
Right.
And he ain't
going to
make it to the finals again.
Well, he just needs to close out. Basically, what y'all saying, he need to close off the series, right?
So
if he got to play no championship.
if I'm hearing you correctly, we're supposed to contribute and be playing better to Stephen A. Smith. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because this man, this the same dude who scored zero points in the game, and Stephen A. Smith lit him up. He lit him up. I never forget a day in my life. And him being a playoff and scoring the way he's scoring, you know what I'm saying? I have no choice but to just give him, you know, his credit for that. You know,
we don't even get Stephen A. Smith on this corner, man.
Don't do that.
No, I'm talking about not just him. I'm just using him as a prime example. I'm talking about media.
Can I say one thing? Okay, Tony Kornhauser.
Tony Kornhauser, he lit him up. Michael Wilbon fired him up.
We don't need him.
Man, this is double K. Not the triple K.
You can say George Michael all day. That's a legend, bro. Thank you. He ain't even around anymore, right? George Michael.
That's my man. Rest in heaven. He a legend.
Yes, sir. He calling sports up there in heaven, bro. The angels will get the same.
007. 007.
Yes, sir.
What you need to do is call your cable provider and tell them you need some FS1. Get off of SportsCenter and ESPN.
Yeah.
Get you some FS1 and listen to those guys who are telling the absolute because it's not about their job. It's about the story.
Mute yourself.
FS1. Remember
Cowherd, right? The dude Cowherd, what's his name? That's him?
Colin Cowherd. That's a good one.
And look, as much as I don't like him, I can never say that his opinion is more biased than fact laden. His opinions are all fact laden, and he come with stats and he'll crack a joke on a player now and then. But the thing about it, he speaks facts. He go by the numbers with everything. So,
Pat McAfee's my dude.
Shaq said this the other day. Until Embiid decides to go in the paint and push people around and get rebounds, they're not going to win a title. They cannot get past Boston. You got two teams out there they got to worry about now. Boston and Milwaukee.
Yeah,
I don't think they can get past a good team where their center actually plays center. Don't nobody want Embiid shooting three pointers in the playoffs. Mm. They need him down low.
I got a question for y'all. We got three games tonight. Three games coming on tonight. The Hawks and the Heat. The Hawk and Heat, they're playing tonight at 7. They're leading the series 3-1. So, hold on, wait. You get on my nerves. And then we got the Timberwolves and the Grizzlies, which is even 2-2. They playing really hard, you guys. And then we got the Pelicans and the Suns, and they tied up too, 2-2. So, we all are in agreement that the Hawks are done, so it's no sense in talking about them. So what do you guys think about the Timberwolves and the Grizzlies and the Pelicans and the Suns, because I don't know. The Suns, they might can hang it up because the young guys is here to stay. And like y'all said, Booker is hurt now. So I got the Pelicans in that one. I think I'm going to take the Timberwolves in the other game. So who you got, Kale?
Hey, I'm going to tell you, Tree.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those, and both of these series is one of those,
mm-hmm.
I just hope I see good basketball.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you. I'm with you as far as the Suns players who are not active due to injury. You know,
mm-hmm.
it takes away a lot from the Suns team. And the Pelicans, man, they just, wow. They're looking
yeah.
better and better every show.
Every day.
Now,
mm-hmm.
hey, bro, ever since they made that trade, man, with that young boy that came from Portland, man, that know how to control these situations in the playoffs is what's making
McCullough.
The New Orleans be who they are right now.
McCullough.
That's right.
Yeah,
McCullough. That's what's making them be who they are. Because if he wasn't in there, I do believe, even with Booker out, I do believe Phoenix would have been done
Probably
with them by now. But that boy,
mm-hmm.
McCullough. That's a bad youngin. I know. I see why Dame Lillard didn't want to let him go.
Exactly.
But check it out. He need his own team because Dame was taking all the light, you know. And you
true,
check it out.
True.
B.I. Ingram. See, Ingram, you remember back when they made that trade, LeBron didn't want to play with that young fella. But that
mm-hmm.
young fella got nice game. He was just injured
yeah.
sometimes a little bit, and he was young, but – Silky smooth, I call him. You know,
but you know what?
Nice.
Too, I think that you're right. When LeBron got there, because they knew they was gonna have to get Ingram some money too. They knew that because they started
yeah,
developing
because,
in that board.
Yeah, because ever since he's been with the Pelicans, he ain't been hurt. Now one
yeah.
time,
doing this thing. Doing this thing.
Yeah.
That one time,
yes, he has.
Carrying that team.
Chris Paul
oh,
getting
yeah.
better
Chris
every
Paul.
Year. Chris Paul has to be that floor general. And he have to get back to the finals. He have to get back.
You know,
he got to get
know,
back.
You're absolutely right. Because if he don't, I think he done too.
But
yeah,
Chris
yeah.
Paul,
he got to get back.
And I don't know if you guys have seen this too, but Chris Paul is playing with a little more animosity than normal, than usual. It seems that these guys are really and truly getting under Chris Paul's skin, where in most
yeah.
of Chris's career, it's been the other way around. He was the one
you know why?
And getting on people's nerves. Go ahead.
You know
yeah,
why?
Who
Kale,
was that?
You know why? He easily being set off right now is because he sees the end. He sees it.
Yep.
He knows. There's no
oh, yeah.
ring.
Yeah.
There's no ring
yeah.
there. There's no ring, baby,
mm-hmm.
in sight. He sees it. He sees the end
Booker.
Of the tunnel.
Wow.
Yeah, he got
yeah.
this one this year. This
is
a must.
So now yeah. he's just mad for any reason
everything,
that you
everything
can think of.
He's
going to be mad. Yeah. Thing. Yeah.
Because, hold on. Who
yeah.
are they playing again?
The Pelicans.
Yeah, because they put that little young dude in there that be coming out there. And I mean,
Alvarez,
Alvarez, Carlos.
We got a ball.
Yeah, he got a ball of energy, boy. Hey, man, that little man got a ball of energy. And when he come out there, he is testy. And he getting on Chris Paul's nerves.
You,
yes.
You
I
see
like
what he told
he
Chris Paul the other night? I ain't scared of you. Piss all in
yeah,
his face.
Yeah,
I'm not scared of you.
Yes, he
yeah.
did. Yeah.
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 He did.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want to talk about a coach that hasn't been paying attention, they had the best record in the league. You know that Devin Booker is tender sometimes. Why did you
yeah.
have him out there playing like that when you know you had the playoffs coming up?
Right.
You could. You're
yeah.
not going to rest some of your players. You've been, you got the best record in the league. You didn't have to play him like that. Now he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Now he's gone.
True. Yeah. True that. But look,
Hold on, 57.
We're going to give him a break, y'all. That's a hometown homie. We're not going to go like that.
Hey.
What?
Hey,
okay.
Dang.
Didn't he get hurt in the game, in the playoff game?
Yeah, he got hurt in the playoff. But hey, Ted, the way it's
they were well ahead of
yeah, exactly. He didn't. He didn't have to play him, especially like he did. That wear and tear mm-hmm. from the regular season was already creeping up, bro. It was already creeping up, and I'm not saying if he wouldn't have played him, that hamstring wouldn't have gone. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is, why did you have him out there during that unnecessary time?
You know why? Because they was trying, and they shouldn't have been doing it, like you said. But they was trying to stay where they were in that position right there. You know, it was real tough going down the line with a lot of people. Now, that's the one thing why I give Boston a lot of credit, because they didn't care who they played first.
No,
they just kept on.
Nope.
You know, Milwaukee.
Nope.
They shut down a lot of people, and Phoenix. They kept on playing too because they was trying to stay where they were. So you know, it was a lot going on at the end of the season.
Strategy. You know what?
Yeah.
When you say it like that, it's like strategy. Like the person
that's doing it, when it's right,
they look like a genius. But then when it's wrong,
exactly.
you tam down to
all
the
hell
end.
Break loose.
Like, oh Lord, why
all
would
hell
you do
break
that?
Loose on them.
Yeah.
Hey, but check it out.
Exactly.
But did y'all remember though, Booker was just coming back from a wrist from an injury, so he was trying to at least get him active, you know, to come back and play a little bit and to get his wind up on him, get his legs up on him. So I can understand why he was kind of playing him, because he hadn't been playing the last mm-hmm. games of you know prior to that, because he had been hurt and stuff, you know, because they had been going up and down.
But Ted. Listen, somebody coming off an injury like that, you can't just plan just to try to get them acclimated. You don't have to. He one of them type of people that you don't have to do that with. Like, he could have set out, got healthy, and then when the playoffs started, he could have just played. You know what I mean? Like,
I
agree with you, Seth.
Well, let's say that I guess they thought he was healthy, because that wasn't the problem why he was out. Hold on, can I finish, though? That wasn't a problem why he was out this last time. You know, it wasn't his West name. He had been nagging injuries before on that. That's a constant. So like you say, y'all say, you know, you need cohesiveness. That's what Kyrie and the complaint is about. We didn't have enough time to gel and this and that. So I'm not saying make an excuse for Monty. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But like you say, you know, whether right or wrong or not, sometimes if you make the right move or if it works out good, you're a genius. But I'm saying is I can see why he kind of played him, as far as you're saying going into the playoffs or whatever, to give him legs up on him, because he has not been playing in game situations and stuff like that. So as far as him being a superstar, I don't care who you are, you still need, as far as the team and going into the playoffs, you need everybody to jail. So that's my take on him, why he might have had him playing, you know. So like I said,
Devin Booker is the type of person that he was hurt. Yes, he was hurt. He could have stayed out the whole time, because he's already dealt with these people. Ain't nobody new on the team. Ain't like you got to reacclimate yourself to the team. Like, no, it's nobody new here. Like, he could have sat down. You know what I'm saying? He could have just sat down.
But whatever
place y'all ended up in, that's what y'all play wherever you end up at. You just play that team.
Right.
Just get help.
He got hurt in the playoff game. He didn't get hurt in the regular season, right? He got hurt in the playoff game.
He was hurt in the regular season. He was hurt in regular season.
Now I've been talking the whole time.
Just 1 second, and you can have the floor back.
Debo's opinion, and I kind of agree with that. He said that's why these Bammers act like divas now. He's a professional.
Thank you.
That's why they are soft. Y'all want to baby these little punks. Now, I ain't going to go so far to call the dudes little punks. You know what I mean? But he's a professional. These are professionals. and their job is to play basketball. So you put them out on the court to play basketball. Now, as a head coach, because you know that your team's destiny is beyond the regular season, you have to take that into consideration as well. You have to think about that as well. That's just all I'm saying.
Well, there's a strategy when you play the game. And a coach, a coach got 162 games to play. I mean, 82 games to play. He got to realize when his players need rest. And if the team is not discombobulated, like Sis said, Devin Booker is a professional. He knows his body better than you do, better than the coach does. He didn't need. He's not the type of guy that you need. Well, we need to keep. He's not a Ben Simmons. You don't need to keep him in the game to keep him mentally straight. Mentally, he's fine.
Right.
Physically,
right.
though, you got to look at this guy has been hurt throughout the season. We already up by 10, 15 points in this game. Why do I have my superstar in there and we only got 5 minutes left?
No, I agree with that. Totally agree with that. He should have got him out of the game.
Of course you don't agree, but you won't let me finish either.
He said he totally
agreed. I say I do agree. I say I do agree with that.
My bad. I apologize. But let me finish because I can't hear you because I can't finish. Anyway, I just disagree with their basketball players and they're paid to play the game. You got to manage as a coach. That's why you got a coach, so he can manage these guys. Because if you let the guy that never wants to come off the court play as much as he wants, he will never come off the court. That's all I say. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't got to be sorry, so good. But what I'm saying is, that's I agree with that. Go ahead, Scott.
Come on, Kim.
I'm good, y'all. I'm
good, go ahead, y'all. Kim. Go ahead,
Kim. Okay. All right, y'all. Well, we gonna take a quick one because this has been a mouthful. I'm trying to tell you. 563-999-3782. When we come back, y'all, we're going to wrap this thing up with the draft. We're going to wrap this thing up with the draft, y'all. Thursday coming.
Oh, I know that's right.
Now, who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the stores? You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels got box, who mostly go she down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, mace, you know ain't nothing changed but blimp. Can't stop till I see my name on the blimp. Guarantee me and sell full of love or luck.
The world.
You don't believe around the world, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the Goldie sound. Can't no kid beat, hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Woody. True pimp, spin no dough on the Woody. When you yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie.
Hey, what I want, Washington, and I know y'all Bama's listening. Commanders, Cardinals, whatever the hell y'all calling yourself these days, generals, or whatever. Kyle Hamilton. Hamilton. I want y'all to eat, sleep, and drink Kyle Hamilton. Do you understand me? We need this young man covering our last line of defense. We need this young man, his athletic prowess, his capability, his stature, his build, everything about him says Washington. Please, please, you guys have disappointed us with the name. You guys have disappointed us with tickets and fanfare and all this. Do not disappoint us at this draft. Kyle Hamilton, let's remember that.
I'll trade down.
What?
I would trade down.
You know what? I'm telling you, 007, going into this football season with you, boy.
Yeah.
boy.
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why we should drive down. And for one, we need something from both sides of the ball. Logan Thomas is hurt in the tight end position. I mean, and you know what I'm saying? We don't have a tight end. We don't have a safety with Landon Collins being gone. So why not trade down? Kyle Hamilton, well, me personally, I like Trey McBride because
he's a safety, bruh. You just said we don't have a safety. Kyle Hamilton is a safety. He's the best safety in the draft. If you have an opportunity to grab him, you should take it. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you just said. I mean, I agree with you because he is a big time marquee player, but it's just a thing that we have needs with the tight end position, the safety. We don't really have a legit tight end for real because Logan Thomas is not healthy.
Can I make a suggestion? Because what we do have is a lot of money that we can spend on free agency. We do have money to spend, bro. So
y'all do have a lot of money because you ain't been paying your bills.
Exactly. And
I'm trying to stick with the draft because I knew that was going to come up. I try
to stay away from that. That's why I said we need to trade down so we don't dip in that cash because
I got one thing to say to you, 57. Nom-yong, reggae kill.
Everything I try to stay away from the money part. I try to stay with the draft.
but we have to acknowledge the fact that we have money to spend in free agency. So you don't get your tight end in the draft. You get an experienced tight end through free agency. You know what I'm saying? Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah.
What other safety out there is worth that pick? Curry. And mum's the word.
Altuve from Ohio State.
Okay, but Altuve is second best. I want first. There's a difference between second best and the first. I want the first, bruh. The fans deserve the first.
Yeah.
You don't deserve second best. Brother Tang, man, would you please come in this conversation? I can't believe I'm saying this. But would you please come to this conversation and tell me what you're hoping your them boys do with this draft Thursday?
Hey, bruh. Man, the way we've been letting players go, we need to do a whole lot, man. We got to get that front line together, man. I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's a lot. I can't even speak on them right now. I just got to wait. Give it about a month, man, and come back to me with that question because I don't know what my boy's doing. Simple as that.
Hey,
I feel like that
Randy
right
Gregory.
Now. I don't know which direction they're trying to take. But look, about that Gregory thing, though, man, let me tell you. I do know about Gregory thing, though. Gregory, right, he was being a little selfish to me because they didn't say that they wasn't going to give that man that money. What they was asking him was, because, you know, in the NFL, they don't do too much with it. They would just tell him to calm down with the smoking.
Yeah.
And that fool wasn't calming down, because if you look at it, he ain't getting no more money than he already was getting over there at Denver.
Nope.
Right now. He just went over to Denver so he could smoke better. That's all he did. He just let me know that he really ain't dedicated to football, so he can go.
Yeah, that's true.
That
was
powerful.
But he did.
And listen. You're talking to a guy who used to love marijuana. Do you hear me? I love at one time in my life. But if it was affecting my money, marijuana, you got to go.
You got to go.
I got to get this bread.
Between your money and your health. That's right. Between your money and your health, you got to go.
Yeah. That's it.
Sorry. I got to get this bread. Look. You know what? I can't say you did that.
But look, hold on, 57. You can't duck.
Go ahead.
Oh, Pittsburgh, man. tell me what's going on with them. Who do you covet in this year 2022 draft?
Deebo Samuel.
Oh man.
He wanted to go. We wanted.
You want to set it off in these last 4 minutes? Go ahead, set it off.
Love you.
Kayla Miss T, I hear every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. If you didn't catch that, you guys can also follow us on Kayla's Corner, and we're on Facebook and Instagram. You guys have a safe Tuesday. We love you. All the birthday people, happy birthday. All the anniversary people, happy anniversary. We love all of you guys. Give people their flowers while they're here. How about you, Kim?
Hey, man. Beautiful show. Great show. I thank every last one of y'all for calling in your opinions. Hey, listen.
I'm even thankful for the arguments, man. You know what I mean? That type of energy keeps me wanting to go more and more and more. Remember, give them your flowers while they can receive them, y'all. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't. What that song say? Don't wait till the show is over, or whatever it was. Shout now. So shout now, y'all. We'll catch up with y'all Thursday, 5-7. Love y'all, man.
Never alone, I can go to the throne. He's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley. Lost a night found me. Don't know where I would be. Don't know who I would be, yeah, yeah. Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting, yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
It's already mine.